Good afternoon, friends. My name is Jason Lee. I am the pastor of family ministries here at Kairos Church. And so I get the honor to welcome back Jen Ashby, who will be our officiant today for accreditation. So Jen has been serving with the Christian and Missionary Alliance with churches for 25 years. And so her passion for the health and effectiveness of local churches led her to the role of Director of Church Health for our Metro District right here in 2023, excuse me. She calls Union, New Jersey her home, and she also enjoys exploring new places. She enjoys dark roast coffee, so I know there are a number of you who enjoy coffee, so I'm sure you could talk to her about that. But she also enjoys a good story from any form. So Jen will be leading us in the approval of the Constitution and the bylaws, affirming our membership and leadership, thereby making us an officially accredited church. So Jen, we're thankful for your leadership, and I'll invite you now to lead us.
Good morning, Kairos Church. It is wonderful to be back with you this morning for this occasion. And I'm here with my colleague, Joel Konigsberg, right over here. Some of you know him in other capacities, but currently he serves as a director of leadership development, and we are together here from the Metro District office. I bring greetings to you from our district superintendent, Reverend Kelvin Walker, and greetings to you from your 130-ish sister churches here in the metro region. I like to say our churches vary in size, in language, and in style, but what we have in common is this call to collaborate for holistic renewal and gospel transformation in our region. So it is a joy to be with you on this very special occasion of the accreditation of your church. Church accreditation is not so much about a church status or a church label. It is really about celebrating that God has moved and you've cooperated with him to see some key things come into place that poise you for long-term health and gospel impact. That's what this is about. And it is not so much a finish line as it is a springboard into the future. Nevertheless, there are a few official, formal, legal things we need to take care of this morning. And so with that in mind, I am calling to order this business meeting of Kairos Church. I'm going to bring a total of 5 recommendations to you today. And they get shorter every time, so be encouraged. The first 2 recommendations, essentially all I have to do is say them out loud, and they are so. So you can relax for now. There's nothing you need to do. You'll see these recommendations on the screen as well as hearing me read them. So here is recommendation number 1. Be it resolved that the purpose of this meeting on May 19th, 2024, is for the accreditation of a Christian and Missionary Alliance Church in the town of Kendall Park, New Jersey, Middlesex County, which is connected and subordinate to its parent organization, the Christian and Missionary Alliance, a Colorado nonprofit corporation, and is an integral part of the Metropolitan District of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, 620 Division Street, P.O. Box 937, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208. Moving from developing status to accredited status is acknowledging that the church has at least 20 members, has a stable financial condition, and has the ability to select qualified persons to serve as trustees and or to constitute the governance authority. And it is so. Recommendation number 2. Be it resolved that the persons listed on the membership list are hereby known as the official members of this Christian and Missionary Alliance Church. And if you are one of the first official members of this church, would you just stand right where you are? Fantastic. Fantastic. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. You are received as official members and you may be seated. All right, these last three recommendations, I will bring them one at a time to you as a motion, and then I will ask for a second. Is there a second for the motion? And then there will be opportunity for any final discussion that needs to happen, although I know that all of you have had numerous opportunities to review these things and discuss, so it's very possible you've exhausted your discussion already. I will not take lack of discussion as lack of engagement, but at the same time, no one is here to force or rush anything through. So, one at a time, I will move, we will second, time for discussion. And we will have a vote simply by voice, and all we need is a simple majority to adopt these recommendations. So, recommendation number three. Be it resolved that we, the members, have read, adopt verbatim, and agree to abide by the Uniform Constitution for Accredited Churches of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, as adopted and amended by the General Council of the Christian and Missionary Alliance and found in the Manual of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. The motion is before you. Is there a second? I heard a second. Is there any discussion on recommendation number three? Hearing none, if you are in favor, please respond by saying aye. All opposed, no. And any abstentions? The motion carries. Recommendation number four. Be it resolved that the following persons, together with the lead pastor, be elected to serve as an acting governance authority until officers are elected according to the newly adopted constitution and bylaws. So along with Pastor Jesse, who is automatically part of the board, we're electing four additional members to the governance authority. We have initially staggered these terms so that they will not all term out at the same time, but after this meeting, your bylaws will kick in for a regular three-year term. These are the names before you. Bennett Pereira, serving as secretary and elder, two-year term. Haman Lalumia, serving as HR chair, one-year term. John Browning, elder, one-year term. John Huang, treasurer and elder, three-year term. Then serving in a non-board but still elected role, Iodella Aiken Johnson, assistant treasurer, three-year term. If there are no objections, we will simply take one vote to elect the entire group. Are there any objections? Anyone who would prefer that we vote one at a time? Okay, seeing none, I'm bringing this motion before you that we elect all the names that you see there with one vote. That is the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please respond by saying aye. All those opposed, no. And any abstaining? Congratulations to these leaders. Congratulations to these leaders. In a moment, I'm going to ask Pastor Jesse, the leaders that we have elected, and the pastoral staff to come forward, and you'll be able to see these people right in front of you. Thank you. Just one more recommendation. It's recommendation number five. Be it resolved that we, the members, have read, adopt verbatim, and agree to abide by the attached bylaws, which again you have had opportunity to review and to discuss. That motion is before you. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. Any discussion regarding your bylaws? All in favor of adopting the bylaws, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? The motion carries. Congratulations, you are now an accredited church of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. Yeah. So much work encapsulated in just a short time. Am I right, Pastor Jesse? I'm going to now invite Pastor Jesse, those members that we have just elected into elected roles, and the pastoral staff to come. I'm also going to ask Joel to join me up front so that we can pray a prayer of commissioning over those that you have elected and your pastoral leaders. Welcome, welcome. Come on up. Thank you for serving. Here is the face of Kairos leadership. And the rest of you, as you are able, would you please stand? And as you are comfortable, you are invited to extend a hand this direction. Let's pray together. Father, I am delighted that we have arrived at this occasion on Pentecost Sunday. And we remember all that you have done, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to establish the church. All that you have done in pouring out your spirit on the church. And we are grateful that we stand in this age and we serve in this age. And God, I am grateful specifically for this expression of your local church, for Kairos Church, and for the many, many yeses that today represents. Pastor Alex has spoken of some of them, and there are probably way more than we even know how to count. We thank you especially for the yeses of the people who are standing up here this morning. And we pray a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit into their lives and ministries, that much like that initial Pentecost experience, there would be a powerful demonstration of the work of the Spirit and a clear and powerful proclamation of the gospel, that in their lives individually and corporately, you would do a profound work that affects not only this church as it is gathered here, but those that you intend to reach through this church. I pray your covering over them, your authority and protection, your blessing, and may they have joy in unity as they serve. And I appeal to your zeal for your own glory, that you would do this.
God, I agree with these things, and I affirm that word of obedience that was spoken over this church. God, but I just also sense there's a sweetness to this leadership team, that there's a mutual affection and a brotherhood and a sisterhood here that we can see that's palpable. There is joy here in this church family here that it comes from you, God, and I'm so grateful for it. And in complete agreement with this commission that has been sent, I use the word ambassador right now in the spiritual places to realize that there is a way in which you're calling every single person in this church to represent you all the time in the power of the Spirit, that they're wearing these Kairos t-shirts representative of something that's going on deep inside of them, a belonging that they have here, but a commission to represent the love of God in such an obedient and sacrificial way. And so we pray this over these leaders. We pray this over this entire church. God, that there would be daughter churches that come from these churches that are working together, that there would be people who come to faith this year, that get baptized in this church, that experience life change, that fathers are called back to sons and daughters are called back to mothers. And you do a redeeming work through the relationships here in Franklin County and South Brunswick and the people that these leaders know because they're being ambassadors. And I pray this over them in the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, look, we've done a lot already, haven't we? We have done a lot already. And the only thing standing between you and lunch is me. Okay, so I'm going to be brief today, okay? And when I say brief, I don't mean it like I usually mean it, right, Kairos? I mean, it's like 44 minutes, I think, is what. No, I've got about, I think I timed it. It's going to be less than 15 minutes. It's going to be brief. Thank you, Angie, okay? Look, Angie, you can't vote on that, all right? That's not a voting thing, all right? Let me be brief. I was thinking about, what do you say on Accreditation Sunday? I mean, what do you say? You know, it's kind of up there with sort of those, you know, like Easter or Christmas Eve, as far as just an important day just to celebrate what God is doing. And, you know, Jen, you might be able to speak to this more than I can because you go to a lot of these accreditations, but I imagine that often the message is future-focused. It's future-oriented. It's say, hey, let's rally the troops. Right, let's go take the hill. Yeah, we've done some things in the past, but can you imagine what God has for us together? And so it's a motivational message. You know, I imagine things might be said on Accreditation Sunday like this. You heard it. God didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. This is not the finish line. This really is the starting line for us as a church. We're year one, we're year two, we're almost to year three. In counting, can you imagine 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Now's not the time to coast. We need to take a risk. You know, when is the last time that you took a risk with God in your life or in your faith journey? We got to stop being cheerleaders and we need to be contributors. This is our church. We need to take responsibility for it. We know people that need help. We know people that need Jesus. And so we need to rally together as a church and help those people find Jesus together. Let's fulfill the Great Commission. Let's grow as a church. Let's grow deep and let's grow wide as a church family, right? Future focused. What's next? We need to grow. We need to do this. We need to do that. God is calling us in this direction. And in whatever language you want to use, you get the point, right? I imagine that a lot of messages are, and that's fine and well. I imagine a lot of messages are like that because I've preached those messages. And you've heard those messages. Because I actually went back to all the previous messages I did, and I literally just took quotes from all my different sermons, and you just heard them. You've heard, maybe you didn't listen, but you heard all of these sayings before. Right, when we gathered together as a launch team in March of 2020, 1 week before COVID. When we were together for our official public launch in September of 2021, when we had our 1 year anniversary and our 2 year anniversary, and everywhere in between, I've called you, I've encouraged you, I've invited you into the life and the future that God has for us. This future that God is inviting us to partner with him. And all of that's true. And I want to encourage you to take that seriously, to take that invitation seriously. But today I just want to pause. I just want to pause. I just want to take a deep breath. And I just want to thank God for God's faithfulness today, for God's goodness to us today. Not to look to the future, not to motivate you to let's go do this. I just want to thank God for right here and right now. Yeah, you guys can talk back to me. That's fine. All right, just yeah, absolutely. You know, there's this story in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 28. Jacob's on the run, if you know this story. He has a brother, Esau, and he has swindled his brother. He's cheated his brother. He's stolen from his brother what is his birthright, basically his whole inheritance. And the Bible says that Esau hated his brother, and he vowed to kill him. He was going to go kill his brother. And so Jacob's mom sends Jacob off, and he's on the run. He's on the run. This terrible thing happened in his past, and he's trying to get to the future. He's leaving home. And you know, can you imagine? Can you imagine a past of regret? A past of broken relationships. Maybe somebody hurt you, or in this case, you did the hurting. I think honestly, a lot of us can imagine that. We can actually appreciate Jacob's story because so often that's our story. Our past is not what we wanted it to be. And sometimes we're on the run. And sometimes we're not just running from the thing, but we're running to try to fix the thing. But whatever it is, we're on the run. And with a broken past, what Jacob does is he runs into the future. He's going to a place called Haran, and his uncle's there. He thinks that he can kind of start over. And so he's looking into his future to try to heal the past. How many times do we do that? How many times do we say, hey, if I just accomplish this, then I'll be happy? Right? If I just get this promotion, if I just get this project at work or this project at home done, or if I just get the kids through this season of their lives, then God, I'll be happy, or then I'll feel accomplished. What about our spiritual lives? Maybe we're feeling sort of spiritually dry, and we say, okay, God, I'm not sure you're going to show up in my life right now, and so if I do this devotional for 30 straight days, and I start serving, and I start doing this, and I pray some more, then eventually in the future, I believe that God's going to be working in my life. We look toward the future for happiness, for joy, and for peace. But look at the text, verse 11. It says, at sundown, Jacob arrived at a good place to set up camp and stop there for the night. He found a stone to rest his head and lay down to sleep. So he's actually in between. He's not in the past. He's running from the past, but he hasn't yet arrived in the future. He hasn't arrived to Haran, to his uncle's home. He's in between. He's actually in the desert. And this is what happens. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from the earth up to heaven. And he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway. See, Jacob was in the present. He wasn't in the past, but he also wasn't yet in the future. He was in the present moment when he had this dream. And there's these angels, and I love commentators talk about this. Notice that's what the text says. It doesn't say that the angels were descending and ascending. It says they were ascending and descending, which sort of implies that the angels were already on the earth, right? It wasn't like, oh, Jacob had a dream, and they were up in heaven, and finally God showed up in his life. Finally, God came down. No, God was already at work in the world. God was already at work in Jacob's life. And then verse 13, at the top of the stairway stood the Lord. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of your father Isaac. I'm the God of your past. Whatever your past looked like, I am your God. But the ground you're lying on belongs to you. And he begins to do this promise for the future. I'm giving it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. They will spread out in all directions, to the west, the east, the north, and the south. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. We heard that in Genesis chapter 12. Abraham, his grandfather, also received that promise. But now it wasn't just for his grandfather. It was for him. It was for him. What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised. See, God there, he's promising. He's saying, look, I was the God of your past, and I'm not going to let your past define you. I'm the God of your future. I have these promises for you. I'm going to make these things come to fruition in your life. But look at verse 13. Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. I wasn't even aware of it. In the present moment, God was there. But he also was afraid and said, what an awesome place this is. It's none other than the house of God. Yeah, God's in the past, God's in the future, but more than anything, God is in the present moment with Jacob. When he least expected it, right? He's running, he's in the desert. He's done something wrong to his brother, and yet God shows up in his life. And Jacob said, I wasn't even aware of it. I wasn't even aware of it. I don't know what your past has looked like. If it's anything like Jacob's, you're in good company. You're in good company. We've all been hurt. We've hurt others. And in some sense, we are running from it. And I just want to affirm today to you that God was in your past, and God can use your past, or despite your past, to redeem your future. It doesn't define you. It doesn't define who you are. But more than that, friends, God is with you now. You don't have to create some preferred future or fix things that happened in the past for God to be present. God is with you right here and right now. He promises to be with you. I want to invite the band back up so that I'll hurry up and get done. But I'm going to close here. You know, as a church, we've had a challenging past. Now, we haven't swindled anybody or stolen an inheritance that I know of. Right, governing board? I don't think we've done that. All right. But it's been a challenging past. We started a church during COVID. Come on, I want to run from that, you know? I tried, okay? We started a church during COVID. We've had a difficult past. And the truth is as beautiful as this is today, I bet if you asked each person that was at Kairos from the beginning, what were your expectations? What did you think this would look like? And not just this, but last week and next week and all that. What do you think your expectations would be? I think all our expectations would be shattered. This thing has not looked like we thought it would look like. The cost was more than we thought it would be. There are people that are not here today that we wish were with us today. Right? Our past does not look like what we thought it would be. And anytime you get a community together of our size and you get to know one another and you start to build relationships, what happens is each of our individual pasts come up and we have to deal with that in community and relationship. And it's messy, but it's beautiful. But we've also been promised this future at Kairos. I love that line, the ground you're lying on belongs to you. I'm giving it to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous from the east and the west, the north and the south. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. That's a promise not only for Jacob, but that's a promise for God's church, for Kairos Church. That Kendall Park, I love this building because we can look out and see our community. Right? Other people will be blessed through the works of this church. God's promised us that, and we need to press into that. But more than that, friends, he's promised to be with us right here and right now. Verse 15, I am with you. And so for whatever vision you have for your life, whatever hopes and dreams you have for your life, whatever vision you have for this church, whatever hopes and dreams that you have for this church, and hey, tomorrow, back to work, we've got a board meeting, right? We've got to be working on the plans and the visions for this church, but whatever you hope this church becomes, whatever work that you're doing so that the church looks like that or responds in this way with the gospel, no matter what the future holds, God is here. God is present with us. We have a saying at Kairos, said that a few times on this video, but we don't know what the next 7 days will bring. And we don't. I cannot stand up here today and tell you what Kairos is going to look like in 6 months or a year or in 2 years or in 5 years. I can't do that. But what I can stand up here and do is tell you that God is with us today. God is with us today, and we're called to be obedient. We're called to be faithful, but he's promised to be with us now. One of our favorite verses, our kind of our theme verse at Kairos, Mark 1:15. Right? The time promised by God has come at last, Jesus announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. That's where we get the word kairos. The word time there is the Greek for kairos. Now is the time. Jacob said it this way. Surely the Lord is in this place, but let's not miss it. Surely the Lord is in your life. Surely the Lord is in this church. Let's not miss it. Let's wake up and see God at work. And let's praise God for what he's done among us. Let's pray together. Jesus, we are so grateful that you announced your kingdom. There in the Gospel of Mark, early in your ministry, you announced your kingdom. And God, as we've been going through together as a church family, learning about your kingdom, that your kingdom came not just in words, but came in power. And so we pray, Lord, as we've seen throughout the Gospel of Mark, we pray for more healing in our community. We pray that you would touch our physical bodies, our emotional souls, and bring healing to individuals, to families, to communities, God. Your kingdom looks like justice. And so we pray, God, that we would speak and act justly. Your kingdom looks like compassion. And so would we reach out with the love and compassion of Jesus, and in each and every person we see, would we see the face of Jesus? God, these next days, these next months, these next years, probably going to have some difficulty, probably going to be challenging, but you have promised to be with us. And so let us not let our past define us. Let us not get so enthralled with the future, but let us just in this moment be obedient to who you've called us to be and to give thanks because you are with us and you love us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.